Well, good morning to each of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I welcome you from Southern California on this Walk Into Your Season Thursday. And no matter what is going on in your lives, realize that the God that we serve, he is greater than anything that we could ever fathom. So since he is greater, and greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world, then that means that we win. So walk into your winning season on this Thursday. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we praise your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you because you are our shepherd and that we shall not want. We thank you that you are here with us, Father, and we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we lift up the Master's Call family to you right now. Father, we say, have your way, oh God, in us. Have your way. If there's anything in us that is not like you, please remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up Dr. PK to you and Dr. Vanessa. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in their lives and in their families and their ministries and in their business, Father. We lift up artist life to you, and we pray that the products will continue to change lives all over the world. Father, we lift up the speaker that will come this morning, and we say, increase in them as they decrease, that your word will go forth unhindered in the name of Jesus, Father, and that our ears and our hearts and our eyes will be open to receive what you say, oh God. And so have your way in us, God. Allow us to walk into our winning seasons, Father, and know that we are not defeated, that we are more than conquerors, and in the end, we shall win. In Jesus' name, these things I decree and declare, and I decree and declare them to be done. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Amen and amen. And at this time, I'll turn the call over to our host. Host, are you out there?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Well, thank you. Good morning. And thank you for greeting and seating everyone this morning and starting our day off with that powerful, powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to the call. And for those new callers that are on the call and don't really know about this call, let me give you a little historical background. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whom we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower each and every believer as they begin their day. Now, we have a website where all of our messages have been archived since the beginning of this call. So if you have missed any messages, excuse me, or you're just looking for a word of encouragement, you can go to this website, and that is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. Again, all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. So you can learn more about our speakers on this website. And our theme for this year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Miss Minister Tiffany so graciously did this morning, or a host, as I am doing right now, or God has given you a word that you would just like to share with us, we would love to have you to become one of the Master's Call family. So please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. Now, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can also submit that to info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. What brought us all together is this phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. It's the common thread that brought us all together each and every morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great, great company with our best products, as Minister Terrell would tell you, this side of heaven, to help the world to become healthier and wealthier. And it's changing lives every day. So if you would like more information concerning Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to the call this morning, and they would love to share or answer any questions that you may have. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile customer or Metro PC customer and having challenges with calling in on the live calls or the playback calls and being charged for those calls? Well, there's a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, write this down, 716-293-9707. Please follow the prompts and you will be joined into the call. Please share this information with your team members and your prospects. Now, immediately following this call is a new morning motivational call. It's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. It's conducted by a team of great, great leaders that provide vital information to you and your Artist Life business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Now, today is a great, great day on this call because it is Testimonial Thursday. But right now, let me get out of the way and introduce our speaker. We have a most powerful speaker on the call this morning. This is an anointed woman of God in the way of Minister Willa Peterson. She's been married for over 43 years to her faithful husband, Gerald Peterson, and has three grown children and one beautiful granddaughter, Tara. So Minister Willa is retired and has moved to Tampa in her retirement and living out the rest of her years with her handsome husband and her children. God has blessed Minister Willa to be a faithful member in her church and in her community. She's a hardworking woman in the body of Christ. We love her. We adore her. She is such an encouraging person to each and every one of us on this call. She has so many attributes in her life, so many accomplishments in her life. And if you would like to know what those are, please go to the website, and it would give it to you in detail. But right now, we don't want to hinder the word of the Lord, so we're going to bring up our speaker this morning, Minister Willa Peterson, who is excited about this new chapter of her life in Tampa. But however, most of all, she's excited about getting to know people in Tampa and sharing the love and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord and his word and strives to let that love show in every area of her life. Minister Willa, are you there? Will you come forth and bring us what God has laid on your heart?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take the platform.
Well, praise God. Good morning, my TMC family. And Minister Jackie, thank you so much for hosting and for introducing me to the body of Christ this morning. Minister Tiffany, I just love the tagline for this morning, walk into your winning season Thursday. So thank you so much for that on-time tagline, as well as for praying for us and greeting and seating the people of God. What would the Master's call be without you, family? So I thank each and every one of you who considered it not robbery to come by here this morning to hear what I hope will be a word from the Lord that will enrich, enhance, and empower you as you begin your day. And Dr. Vanessa, my E1, my equal opportunity nest ejector, thank you so, so much for encouraging me, for seeing something in me to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And Dr. Dimples, Dr. Superfantastic, thank you as well for saying, oh, you know, you're ready to bring the word. And I can remember hanging on to the bathroom bar when you said that to me. But I thank you for saying that, because God has used me in many ways because of the push that I have gotten from both of you. So I'm not going to belabor any of the introductions, because you know I love you all. So, Lord, all of you and none of me, oh, God, as I bring the word to your people, your children this morning, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And, Father, I pray that what I speak on this morning will touch someone's life, will enlighten them, oh, God, will bring encouragement and joy. It is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, the topic for this morning is how to experience joy this Christmas season after the transition of a loved one. And, you know, I often say we don't go through things just for ourselves. We go through things so we can be a blessing to somebody else. So I'm not just speaking from something that I've heard or something that I've thought about, but it's something that I have experienced. Something that has been a blessing to me, and that's why I wanted to share it with you. As you know, last month I ministered on the topic of be encouraged, and this is the time of year when one should be filled with joy as we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. However, the concerns of life for many have given a blurred, cloudy and dark vision of this celebratory time, not to mention all the Hallmark movies on television and all the wonderful Christmas commercials where everybody is happy and everyone is getting along. Let's remember, they are actors and they are acting. That is not real life every day. And even those people we see, when the screen cuts off, when the producer says or the director says cut, it's over. They do have real life to face with. But thanks be to God, as I bring this word to you, his word can bring comfort and peace to all situations if we allow it. Now, as I said, how do I know this to be true? Because I've experienced it. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, in this passage of scripture, this was a response to the exile Israel's complaint that the Lord was no longer concerned about them. The prophet affirms that God is the creator of the world, who rules, who rules all nations. Never lacking in strength or wisdom, God has the capacity to empower those who are weary if we trust him. Now, according to my Bible study concordance, wait on the Lord means to go about the routines of life with a fervent, patient hope that he will consummate his rule in his time. He will deal with evil. Such an inner attitude gives strength to mount up about the moment with vigor to go on. No matter what the circumstance, we are called to wait upon the Lord, for it is through him that we garner our strength. When we wait upon the Lord, verses 29 through 30 reminds us that he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. In waiting on the Lord, however, we gain wisdom, power, and strength to fulfill the purpose God has given for each of us. Now, waiting on the Lord does not mean that we are idly sitting passively by doing nothing. Oftentimes, fulfilling that time of waiting means creating a new normal and making a difference. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we have much to offer, even out of our challenges. As we go through this Christmas season, this just might be the year when we are to create a new normal, make a difference, and be a blessing in ways that we've never or that you've never considered before. Allow me to give insight at how I arrived at this conclusion. As you may recall, I mentioned in my message last month that my mother suffered and succumbed to a stroke and pneumonia during the holiday season 4 years ago, during the Christmas season 4 years ago. I was not excited about going through the holiday season the following year because of the difference the season would be without her. And with that compounded by a move to a place where we had no family or friends here in Tampa, in my mind, I would have been fine with staying in bed, putting the covers over my head at Thanksgiving, and not surfacing until January 2nd. But the Holy Spirit gave me a scripture verse that I meditated on. And you've heard me say it before, Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Wow. How meditating on those verses got me through that very difficult time, and it does so today. So there are a few facts and some new normals I knew I had to put in place in order to move forward. Fact number one, I was to create a new normal and make a difference because we are blessed to be a blessing. So what will your new normal look like? What would God have you do during this Christmas season or during this season of your life? Is it reaching out and connecting with family members and friends with whom you've lost contact? Is it planning to go to a nursing home to visit the residents whom you may not even know? I can guarantee you they will be happy to see you. Is your new normal planning dinner and inviting members from at your church to your home who don't have family where you live? When we moved to Tampa, I would have loved to have had an invitation from someone for Christmas because we didn't have any family here. Is your new normal preparing a delicious dinner and making plates for the homeless on the streets? Just consult God. He has a plan for you in this season of your life in order to experience joy during this Christmas season after the transition of a loved one. Number two, I had to realize in life there are some facts that cannot be changed. I knew that no matter how much I wished for things to be the way they were before, my mother wasn't coming back. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 enabled me to honor my mom's passing and not, until, I'm sorry, to honor my mom's life and not her passing as I received the peace that only God could give. When you gather with friends and family this Christmas season, go around the table and share a funny memory about your loved one or the ones who are with, or any of the ones who are with the Lord right now. How refreshing that was for us at Thanksgiving. Check number three, focus on family members who are still here with us. Now, I am not saying to forget about our loved ones who have transitioned. We will always have fond memories of them and the times we shared with them. They will live in us forever because we have their DNA. However, there are new little feet added to our family fold yearly, I am sure, for each one of our families in some case who can bring such joy to our lives. Whether they are near or far, develop a closer relationship with their parents and with them. Remember, you are all family. And when I think about when my mother-in-law, whom I love dearly, transitioned, Well, before she transitioned, I was at her hospital room, and I said to her, because I called her Mama 2, and it wasn't Mama number 2, it was Mama T-O-O, because my mother was my mother, and she was my mother as well. So I called her Mama 2, and I said, Mama 2, what do you want us to do? And she said to me, Sugarfoot, that's what she called everybody, Sugarfoot, I just want you to remain family. And that has stuck with me. Mama 2 has been with the Lord now for about 15 years. But what she said has stuck with me. It hasn't been 15, maybe 10 years. That we are all family. Fact number 4. We must realize as we get older, we are now the big mamas that we once looked up to for advice, that we once looked up to for advice and direction. Titus 2 verses 3-5 states, likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can urge the younger women to love their husbands and children. In verse 5, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. And so I think about that, and I say, you know, I am now who my mother was. And to tell you the truth, I really feel honored when the younger generation calls me to ask for advice, or some of them just call to say hello. So as we are getting older, we are now the matriarchs, and for the men, the patriarchs of the family. And it is our time to create the Christmas holiday season the way the Holy Spirit prompts us to create it. Number 5, fact number 5, you can bless the family in the name of your loved one. Scripture makes it clear that God blesses us not so we can live with greed, but so
of demonic influence that attempted to block the reign of God over my business affairs has been disintegrated by the fire of the Holy Spirit. God, I thank you that
God loves a cheerful
beginning. I will not despise small beginnings, and my latter reign will be greater than my former reign. God, you are taking my business affairs from glory to glory. Godly influence and favor are my portion.
Hello.
Hello. All righty. Well,
okay.
Praise the Lord.
Carry on, Minister Willa. God bless you.
Number 5, as I was saying, we are blessed to be a blessing. God loves a cheerful giver. When he sees that some of us are giving freely out of love, God blesses us even more. For we are blessed to be a blessing. And lastly, number 6, fact number 6, realize that you cannot go forward looking through the rear view mirror. Now, it goes out saying with that while driving, you are putting yourself in danger if you are constantly looking through the rear view mirror while driving forward. This Christmas season, you may have to push yourself to experience the joy. But with each passing year, believe me, it gets better. Philippians 3:13 tells us, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. I realize this verse talks about Christians pursuing righteousness. I like to apply it to every area of my life when I know that I need to press forward. So family, I hope this message will be a blessing to you this Christmas holiday season. You can experience joy after the transition of a loved one. Not only can you, but you will experience joy after the transition of the loved one, because I am a living witness. Host, back to you.
Well, thank you for that on-time word, Minister Willis.
and I will be calling you back shortly after a few brief announcements. But right now, let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we thank you for this day, for truly this is a day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for our anointed speaker this morning and the word that you have downloaded into her heart, God. We thank you for that word, especially in this time and in this season. God, where so many are hurting. But we know that you still are a God that can get us peace and give us every desire upon us in our hearts as long as we learn to wait upon you, Lord. So, God, right now I ask you to encourage each and every listener on this call to let them know that you are God and you will never leave them or forsake them. God, we thank you for each and every caller on this line and faithfully come to this line each and every morning. God, we ask you to strengthen them, to grow them, so that they can stand and be those ministers in the marketplace that you are calling for in such a time as this. And God, we thank you for your word that has gone forth. We thank you, God, for those that have called in with prayer requests, God, asking, God, that you know the desires of their hearts, and you will grant each and every one of those. God, we ask you to come by and touch all of those that are experiencing troubles in their life, Mother Bloomfield, God, and also all those that have called in that have sickness in their body, for you are a healing God, and you shall touch each and every one. Because you said, by your stripes we are healed, and we are standing up on that word, God. And those that are experiencing loss in their families during this time of year, God, grant them the peace that only you can give. God, we ask your continued blessings on each caller on this line, each speaker on this line, and each one connected to this call. We praise you, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In your matchless name, Jesus, amen and amen. Now, remember, immediately following this call, well, first of all, let me give you the playback because I'm sure that you want to hear this powerful, powerful, powerful message. And that playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number, 957-677-POUND. And remember, immediately following this call is a new morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Testimonial Thursday, where our own manager Colette Brown will be hosting. So please head over to that call immediately following this call. And thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for opening and greeting everyone this morning with that powerful tagline, walk into your season. And Minister Willow, we thank you for that word this morning. And we shall wait up on the Lord. And each and every one of you, again, I'd like to thank you for joining this call this morning, and we look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow morning, where we will receive another rich word from the Lord. This is Jackie Henderson from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'd like to turn the call back to our speaker to give us our closing benediction. Minister Willow, would you come forth, please?
Yes, thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for hosting with excellence. Family, I want to share one of my favorite scripture verses with you, and I know favorite generally means one, but because it's the word, there are many. And it's found in Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So, Father, we thank you that not just during the Christmas season, but always you are our counselor. You are our almighty God. You are our everlasting Father. You are our Prince of Peace. You are wonderful. And we thank you, Lord, that we can come to you with all our concerns, Lord, because we know as we come to you, O God, you give us the joy, not just during this time of year, but throughout the year. So we thank you for being all and all to us. Now, Father, as we leave this call, but never your presence, I ask that you bless each and every caller, family member, their loved ones. Father, that you order our footsteps today, that you be that lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path until we come back again. We love you so dearly, Lord, and we only want to please you and you alone. We give you praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I always say, my TNC family, from my heart to yours, you've got to know, I just love me some you. Go out and have a beautifully blessed day.